Brunch met Annelie Bouwer op Groot FM 90.5.
Die lyn soos vroeër beloof het ek vir Kaan Morby. How are you?
I'm well, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. What's the weather like in the Netherlands?
This past weekend wasn't great. There was a big storm Eunice or something, so it was very windy and very rainy over a couple of days. But actually, it hasn't been that bad. I expected winter to be far worse than it was.
Don't you miss the South African summer?
No, of course. I mean, I miss the South African weather in general. I mean, even winter is not that bad, especially in Joburg. So, yeah, of course. I think it's an obvious cliche, but and the people often do cite it, but, you know, the weather in Europe is not great. But, you know, it's got its other advantages.
It is such a privilege to talk to you this morning, all the way from South Africa. We have to talk about your new single called She Takes Me Home, which was released on the 14th of February, which makes sense because it was Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about She Takes Me Home. Tell me the story behind the story.
Yeah, so generally when I'm trying to learn sort of a new guitar technique or you know, sort of be inspired, I kind of look to other songs and I try and learn that song, and then based on that I sort of try and use that as a foundation to inspire me to write the song. And I was learning the finger picking technique that's used in a song called Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. And then, I decided that I would try and write a song with that finger picking technique, and out of that song, She Takes Me Home, was born.
Well, that's not an easy technique. I can promise you, I play a little bit guitar, but I cannot do that. So the fact that you actually can do that is amazing.
Yeah, it took lots of hours, but you eventually get there. It's actually amazing how, you know, your muscle memory kicks in after a while. But it seems impossible in the beginning, and then you're like, oh, I'll never gonna get this. And then eventually after day 7, you get the first chord right.
That helps. You say that the song is both an ode to Mother Nature and the many women in your life. Obviously, if I understand this correctly, you wrote the music first and then the lyrics. Am I correct?
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, that's generally how I write. You kind of, I don't really write down lyrics. So I'll generally sit to the guitar, or I'll have a voice note thing. And it starts generally with the melody, and I'll just fiddle around with the melody, play that chord sequence over and over, and it'll generally kind of start with, you know, it's just guessing almost. And then based on that, I'll start to shape the words around that melody. And yeah, and then whatever sort of spills out, I kind of then extend on it to try and form or shape the theme. And in this case, like I said, it's an ode to Mother Nature and to the woman in my life. I'm mostly writing metaphors, which is, why it's an ode to Mother Nature. But also, yeah, there are many women in my life that have been had a massive impact in my life, whether it was my wife or my sister or my gran who raised me. A sentimental salute to them.
This is the third single from your current studio album, A World at Suicide. Can you please explain that title to me?
Yeah, it sounds very dark and melancholic. But it's actually also just a title picked off a song of the album. There's a song called A World at Suicide. But the premise of the song is almost to say that the world, you know, it doesn't matter what decade you're in. When you're in that decade, it looks like the world is at suicide. You know, whether it was in the 30s or the 20s, the late 20s with World War I, and then the 40s with World War II, then there was the Cold War era, in Vietnam and all that chaos, you know, people kind of think that the end of the world is nigh. And generally when the world's in turmoil, we kind of default to being angry at each other. And the essence of the song is to say, when a world is just hard, whenever you think that might be, remember to be kind. Everyone's going to different contexts, and we tend to be quite intolerant or angry at people that don't see the world as we do, and rather approach the situation with kindness. But so there's a message in that song. It's not all like the world's going to end.
The world's going to end, but then it never does, right?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, the chaos that it seems we're living through does pass.
Gone. You grew up in South Africa, but as I understand it, you are in the Netherlands now. But you are originally from Belgium, so it makes sense to go back there.
Yeah, I suppose. I was born as a boomerang, and that took a long journey, and eventually ended back here.
Eventually decided maybe it's time to go back now.
We kind of moved here for, my wife had a good career opportunity, and my career was on hold for a while due to pandemic. We decided to kind of take on a new adventure.
You are that side. Can we expect you back for shows in South Africa anytime soon?
Not soon, probably not this year. Moving is quite an administrative nightmare.
True that.
So I think once we're in and settled, completely, and I've got a rhythm and a routine with my boys at school and all the activities, then I can start. And also, once I know for certain that we're not going to go into, because this is what pretty much happened over the last 2 years. Every time we planned a tour, then a new version of lockdown would, spoil the party. So I think as long as that sort of thing is looming over our heads, I'd rather not plan something.
That is true. But luckily, the technology helps us so that we can still talk to you. We can still get a hold of your music. People can go and look online for your new album, World at Suicide, and this new single, She Takes Me Home. I see you've got a lyric video for She Takes Me Home on YouTube.
Yes. And actually, the drummer from the Parlophones, Neil, he did a couple of my lyric videos for this album.
Oh, nice. Thank you very much for your time, Kaan. I am looking forward to some other singles coming all the way from the Netherlands to South Africa. And I hope that you use this time to blow our minds with the music that you're going to write.
Awesome. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you. We're going to play She Takes Me Home from Kaan Morby now. And dit was lekker om met jou te gesels. So in Afrikaans.
Ja, baie dankie. Ek probeer om Nederlands nou te leer, maar ek gaan nie so goed nie.
Het gaan nie so goed nie. Kaan, baie dankie. Jy moet 'n lekker dag hê. Bye.
Ja, bye-bye.
Annelie Bouwer, weeksoggende tussen 9 en 12 op Groot FM 90.5.